السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون
Fazur says, those of you who live in this country, a large number of them, rather excepting one or two, a few, large number of you are those whose forefathers had accepted Ahmadiyyat. Because of their good deeds, able to accept Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. This faith in the Prophet of God is with the command and sanction of Allah. Allah does not let the good deeds done even when you did not believe go to waste and gives their reward. Once an old man during the rainy season, while it has been raining for quite some times, there was water everywhere and the birds had no place to sit and eat their grain and seeds, and an old man was standing on the roof of his house and was throwing seeds for them to feed the birds. And someone said, you used to worship fire, what reward would you get for this good deed? The one who worshipped fire said, you won't give me the reward. Little you know how Allah will treat me. Everyone who believes in Allah, in a religion, has some concept of God. The same Muslim who had made this remark on the fire worshipper went to pilgrimage and was amazed to see that that fire worshipper was also on pilgrimage. And he said, how come you are here? And the fire worshipper said, did I not tell you that this good deed which I am doing, Allah will certainly reward me? And see how Allah has rewarded me by accepting Islam, and with the grace of Allah today I am on pilgrimage. And I am rich with faith. So even a little good deed is not does not go to waste, and Allah does not let it go to waste. Those who accepted Ahmadiyyat during the life of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they had the company of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and benefited directly from him. And according to the promise of Allah and his command of Allah, acting upon his the commandments of Allah, they joined the earlier people on at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and received a station of companions. They were concerned watching the decline of Islam. They had a great desire within them and a passion to see Islam progress, and by seeing this situation and by having this passion, they were enabled to accept Hazrat Promised Messiah and to be firm in their faith. In the first caliphate, in the beginning of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, some of your elders and forefathers accepted Ahmadiyyat. Allah enabled them to accept Ahmadiyyat. So these pious people received the reward of those good deeds which they had done before that time. They must certainly have prayed that their children should also continue to benefit from this great prize and award by Allah, and Allah continued to enable them to do so. In the time of Hazrat Promised Messiah, those who believed in him, their economic condition was not so good. Financially, they had come from weaker among the society, the poorer among the society. And mostly, the prophets are accepted by comparatively poorer people of their addressee, because they normally have more fear of God. So what I was mentioning was of those who believed earlier time, of whom most of you are their children. Coming to these Western countries, your economic conditions have improved better than before, but the improvement of financially or your business advancement or your employment should not drag you away from the good deeds as a result of which your elders were enabled to accept is Ahmadiyyat. By following virtue, those elders, they try to gain a reward from God, and by doing good deeds and giving priority to faith over worldly considerations, they presented themselves to their Lord. But now it is a responsibility of us who are their children that we should work hard at all times to continue with their virtue, should always keep their sacrifices in view at all times. The improvement of our economic situation, the comfort, ease and comfort must not make us ignorant of God. When a man ignores Allah, then he goes in the clutches of Satan. He is involved in many evils and he only becomes aware of it when they fall into the deep ditches of misguidance and the children are going out of control, and only then they realize that we made a great mistake, we were involved in worldly considerations and forgot our religion, forgot our God. Rather than kneeling before him and submitting to him, we gave more importance to our work, our employment and our worldly engagements. But when such a situation comes, then it is no good to do regrets. That is why Allah has told us in many places in the Holy Quran to mend our ways of faith, and has shown us various paths that how you can correct your situation of faith and have as a result save yourself from the punishment in the hereafter. The verse that I have recited mentions this. It says, addressing the believers, that you must not become such people who slip into the pit of fire. And to save yourself from this, Allah says, your trade will be, this trade will be to give you, to protect you from fire and to grant you the nearness of Allah. And that trade, I will tell you, is that to give your life and your property in the way of Allah and sacrifice in His way to do jihad in the way of Allah. In the time, in our present time, when Allah has also given the glad tidings that after believing the Messiah and Mahdi, you can join the earlier companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The levels of sacrifice of the companions of financial sacrifice were very high, and you will have to follow them. In the present time, when we have been given the glad tiding of joining the previous people, at the same time, by mentioning trade, it has shown us the benefits which are with Allah, that by advancing in faith, the benefit that you will receive will be better than sport and comfort of the world. There is an extreme of sport and play and games. Even if you don't go in the field of sport, even sitting at home, you can do this on computer and watch it on computer, or there are some other gadgets which make you be interested, and they come in the same circle that once you sit there you don't want to get up. It's a sort of an intoxication that you receive. Once one is sitting on these gadgets, he forgets that there is time for prayer. Whether he has to go on Juma prayer, then there are businesses, there are employment, all such things also make you ignore the Salat worship. And when a man becomes too much engrossed in them, then he loses his faith altogether. There is a hadith that if you miss one Friday prayer, a part of your heart is darkened, and by gradually missing Friday, your whole heart is blackened and darkened. So there should be the importance of saying Juma prayer in every Ahmadi's heart, and no program, no sport, no games, no trade, no business, no employment should intervene in the performance of Salat worship. This day is blessed, and how the prayers are accepted you can know from one hadith that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that during Friday there is such a moment when when a believer is given an opportunity, a time when he is performing his Salat worship, that whenever he, whatever prayer he says, Allah accepts it. The Holy Prophet ﷺ accepted, shown with the signal of the hand, that time is very short. And when the sermon is about to end, those people who come to say Juma prayer then, so that quickly performing their Salat worship, they will resume their work, or they will they come after leaving their sport without interest, come to the mosque so that they can quickly perform their duty and go and resume their sport. They must also remember that the sermon during the Friday sermon is a part of the Salat worship. That is why the units are only two of the prayer. They must remember and they must benefit from this glad tiding of the Holy Prophet ﷺ that you are having an opportunity to for acceptance of prayer, and who does not need prayers? Therefore, one should come with full attention to the prayer and with utmost regularity. When you will come, men and women, for this worship, you will be gaining pleasure of Allah, and also your prayers would be granted acceptance, and you will also be gaining material benefits as well. So every Ahmadi must keep in view that the obligations which Allah has set for us, we should try to perform them. This is the jihad against self, that even if you have material benefits, these, you must remember, they are temporary benefit. Therefore, for the sake of faith, you must not care for these worldly and the material benefits. And then there is the jihad of leaving all evil to do your duty to humanity. Only then you can say that we are believers. we have believed in the Imam of the present time. We do make a pledge that, O promised Messiah, by accepting you, we say by being conscious of presence of Allah that we will make religion take priority over our worldly matters, yet we do otherwise. Our relationship, our friends, if they take hold of us more than the dignity of the Jamaat, or if our egos are taking priority over the honor of the Jamaat, if we have these evils, then all these pledges and all these claims are false. Therefore, every Ahmadi must go to the depth and examine himself whether or not he is ready to sacrifice his wealth and his life for the sake of faith. And today, to give life of the sacrifice of life means the sacrifice of your own self, the selfish pleasures and your ego. And you must give this sacrifice to establish dignity of Jamaat, and also to destroy the false egos and the prides. Then there is jihad of financial jihad, to give sacrifices that whatever good income Allah had given you, are you paying chanda in proportion to that? The worldly desires never end. One, you satisfy one desire, the other is ready to be satisfied. But if every earning member were to enjoin himself that a 16th part of my income does not belong to me, it belongs to the Jamaat, and I have to give it to the Jamaat for the sake of Allah, then I'm sure that your budget here can multiply manifold. Alhamdulillah, that after my appeal of wasiyat, the number of Musis here have increased nearly fourfold. From 12, it has reached 44. It is a small Jamaat, but there is still more capacity. But I feel that this increase is because of the young men and for women. I have not examined and checked it yet. I will then know what is the proportion. But those who are older people and earn better, they should also pay attention to wasiyat. Alhamdulillah, that I have noticed that the young men and girl and boys and girls are increasing their link with Ahmadiyyat. May Allah advance their faith further. But sometimes, because of some activity of people, the young men can stumble. Therefore, because of the young men increasing in sincerity and in sacrifice, the older people have more responsibility. They should feel more concern and set higher levels, so that they do not become an obstacle for anyone. They must advance the sacrifice of the self. They must advance more in financial sacrifices, and they should look at the examples of their elders and look at their previous economic situations. And they should render thanks to Allah with their present better economic situations. And the method of thanking is that when you are receiving, you are spending on yourself, you should also be showing to spend for the sake of Allah and take more part in financial sacrifices and contributions and set better examples for your children. These are the matters which will increase your faith. and will be a cause of the young men developing better link with the Jamaat and advance in piety. I will tell also the young men that you who are in your conscious life, you should strengthen your link with the Jamaat further and set your own good examples. You should act upon the teaching of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. If you see something evil, you must not stumble as a result of objecting to them. You should strengthen your link with God. In this society where on every step there is indecency and filth, you should protect yourself from it. You should kneel before God and protect your Salat worship. This is what will increase your link with Allah, will strengthen it and make it advance further. When your link with Allah will advance, then your step of piety will move forward. You will develop more realization and consciousness of developing link with Allah and strengthen your faith. We must not just become pleased that we have accepted the Imam of the time and that's enough. This is the first step after believing. The faith will, if once the faith increases, then you will be called believers. Otherwise, even at the time of promise, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has said, okay, it's right, you have accepted the Holy Prophet and become Muslim, but you have not attained the highest standard of faith. You will be called firm believers when you will advance in your faith. So the power of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to bring about spiritual change had made a great change in them. Even then Allah says there is still much more capacity. So these days there is much more capacity, Allah says in the Holy Quran. By addressing قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ أَمَنَّا قُلْ لَنْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَاكِنْ كُونُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَاكِنْ يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That the village dwellers say that we have believed, tell them you have not believed. All you should say is that we have become Muslims, whereas the faith has not entered your heart fully. So whether they are new Ahmadis or old Ahmadis, or whether they are young or old, they must remember that the perfect believer does not become just having expressed faith, but he will have to act upon commandments of Allah. Fastabiqul khairat, that you should excel each other in piety. It is the advancement of piety which strengthens one's faith, and once the faith is strengthened, then a believer is does not hesitate in giving sacrifice of life and of wealth. And this power is only granted by Allah, and the strength is only granted by Allah, and you get Allah's graces only by becoming His servant. Hazrat Promised Messiah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for faith is a state like a seed. By giving up vain pursuit activity, the faith brings out its small leaves, and then the good deeds make it a strong stem, and by doing further effort the branches are strengthened further, and then by protecting your pledges and your faith, the plant of faith stands on a firm stem. And then there is another power after that, without which you cannot have flower or fruit, which is humility. As long as you will not become humble, then you will not have passion of sacrifice of self. The faith cannot advance. So it is this humility and the sacrifice of self, if this develops, it means that in your heart, in the soil of your heart, the seed of faith has been sown. Therefore, to develop faith in you, it is necessary that first you give a place to humility within you. As I have also mentioned earlier, that if you will develop humility and the sacrifice of self, only then the soil of the heart will be ready to for the seeds to progress. Then there are vain pursuits, vain things, which include sport and game and such games which I have mentioned earlier, which stop you from Salat worship. Then there are absurd involvement which takes you to false egos and pride, and then there are similar other vanities which are all kinds of evil. So the first thing is you must adopt humility, then the faith will have its place in the heart. Then you avoid vain pursuits and vain things, stop yourself to take away right of other people. Then this seed which had been sown in your heart because of selflessness, with the humility, it will sprout. And as you put, as a seed grows, comes out, then you start looking at a little greenery on the farm. You see both the soil and the greenery first, but when this seed which has been sown in the heart for strengthening the heart, it will start sprouting and growing only when you will protect yourself from all vain pursuits. You will give up all kinds of evil acts. But it will be weak. It would not have covered the soil yet fully. It can be trampled upon someone and be killed. It can be killed with the attacks of Satan. It can be trampled upon your false arrogance and pride and arrogance and your egos. Then it says, if you will give zakat, if you will give financial sacrifice, and will give zakat from what you have earned lawfully, not that by being pressed by financial pressures that you start selling alcohol or other thing. If you will give chanda on such income, the income cannot be purified. Zakat means the pure income, and what you spend to purify your income and purify your spiritual station. Some Ahmadis believe that they do illegal businesses, or they sell lower things, or sell alcohol, and then they go on Hajj, or giving the zakat or charity, and they think they have done some good thing, and they go back to doing the same deceptions. Such pilgrimages are of no benefit, which do not purify you permanently, or are as a result of unlawful income, because Allah wants pure income. And and when you will also have self-purification from this good earned income, and will be added to the, you will be attending to financial sacrifice also, and other good piety, then the plant of the faith increases and its branches sprout out. It does not remain a weak plant. it is no longer a weak sapling. So you need to have financial sacrifice from your good earned income to strengthen this plant and also to avoid yourself from involving in evil. There are many filths and carnal desires, and you see from place to place involving in which a man can destroy the plant of his faith and can weaken the plant of his faith. So these weak branches of this plant of faith will only strengthen when you don't let any evil overtake you. And when you will gain this, then your faith will be strengthened. And then the next step is that to strengthen your faith is that we should protect all our pledges. Whatever trust we have, we must protect that. The greatest pledge of an Ahmadi is accepting the Imam of the time, which they have taken the pledge of Bayah with Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Ahmadi must examine himself at all times. Is he adhering to the 10 condition of Bayah? A man who takes this pledge by holding Allah his witness that, oh Allah, I had forgotten your teaching, but now I have taken the pledge on promised Messiah, please forgive my past sin, then I will adhere to this pledge in future. Then there are office holders who have trust with them, and they should examine themselves how far they are fulfilling their trust and are protecting those trust and doing their duty. And they must examine that whether they are not doing the duty of your responsibility. Are they becoming sinful? Rather than advancing in their faith and rather than protecting this plant of faith and watering it, they are not letting it go dry. Because for every for the strengthening of faith, you have to keep all aspects in view. Then you must examine, is there any aspect left as a result of which the plant is drooping? Because my command is I must advance in piety. When the advancement will be in good deeds, then the plant will continue to grow. So there are so many trusts of so many trusts that you cannot count them. And after one charging of one right of your duty of your trust, then other one comes up, whether it is from Jamaat or from other office bearers. And not only this, after doing all this, now that you have strengthened the plant of faith, it will not bear fruit yet. From which you can benefit and other people can benefit. For this you have to gain further strengths and you have to gain further graces of Allah. So this is an ongoing effort which you have to continue till your death. And when you will advance in these good works and will have regularity in strengthening your faith, then the faith will reach such a stage that when every act will be worthy to gain Allah's graces, every act will be to please Allah. So every Ahmadi should try to gain Allah's pleasure from every act they do. When they will gain this, then you will be impacting your society far better than before and will be conveying the message of Ahmadiyyat and true Islam, will be spreading it to gain people's favor and Allah's favor. And may Allah so destine that you do this, you will be advanced in your state of faith and also make the world aware of the beautiful teaching of Ahmadiyyat and Islam. And your life will become fruitful life. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah has desired to set this Jamaat, the aim is that the true knowledge of God which has disappeared from the world, and the true piety and righteousness which were not found in this world, He should re-establish them. That knowledge of Allah which has been vanished from the world, He should bring it back. So He says, all those who count yourself among My followers, you will only be counted the member of My community in heaven when you will truly follow the righteousness. Therefore, you should perform your 5-time prayer with such humility and such moving feelings as though you see God, and fulfill and complete your fast for the sake of Allah, and those who is capable of paying zakat, He should do, and those on whom the pilgrimage is obligatory and there is no hurdle in the way, they must do piety in the best way and shun evil, and no act does not reach God which is empty of righteousness. So these requirements of fulfilling them is, and you must shun evil, you must never look towards it and turn to it. So this is the righteousness which increases the faith, as I just said, that you must continue to examine yourself. If we were to examine ourselves and continue to follow righteousness, and we'll examine ourselves, then the weaknesses will appear before you and we'll be enabled to reform ourselves. May Allah enable all of us to gain His pleasure, and by gaining His pleasure, we may continue to advance in piety. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكروا اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكره